This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. A federal climate change report released last month by the Trump administration has dire predictions for the business of farming. The National Climate Assessment says if steps aren't taken now, by 2050, farms in the Midwestern United States could be a lot less productive. Higher temperatures are expected to reduce average yields of crops like corn, soybean, and wheat, and threaten the health of livestock and poultry. We asked Marketplace Hub reporter KCUR's Peggy Lowe to find out how some farmers are responding.
In a far corner of northeast Kansas, Don Teske looks out at rolling meadows covered with native blue-stem prairie grass. It's never been touched by a plow, and Teske should know. His family's owned this land for 150 years.
You can look at the horizon and see that this isn't really good for anything but grass and cows.
But this last summer, the grass only grew to about half of what it normally does because of drought. That means Teske had a hard time feeding his cattle. He's afraid the increasingly hot, dry weather will turn this pasture into buffalo grass, a lower-yielding and less nutritious feed that grows out on the high plains to the west.
We've got this beautiful blue-stem grass. If that becomes an environment of buffalo grass like they got in western Kansas, where's your economic driver in that?
Teske says he sees climate change on his farm and has worked on the issue as president of the Kansas Farmers Union. He worries about what's been reported for years, that the Corn Belt is moving northeast because of hotter weather. He gave up growing corn 2 years ago, switching to sorghum, which is more drought tolerant, so more profitable. Jim Angel is the Illinois state climatologist and lead author of the chapter on the Midwest in the National Climate Change Study.
The frequency and intensity of the heat waves in the summers are expected to increase by mid-century. And I have to keep reminding myself that when I say mid-century, that's not that far off.
The report predicts that heat and poor air quality will take a toll on livestock, and rising humidity will make it harder to grow crops, so yields will be reduced. But that's very hard for corn farmer Blake Hurst to believe.
We've had 6 years in a row above trend corn yields in the Midwest. That's never happened before.
Hurst lives about 100 miles east of Teske. He says his reaction to climate change is more measured. He wonders if lowering carbon emissions is worth harming the economy. In addition to growing corn, Hurst grows soybeans and is president of the Missouri Farm Bureau. Like most farmers, he says there's always bad weather years, but farmers manage, in part because technology has improved seed, which also means it costs a lot more than when he started farming in 1978.
For an 80,000 seed bag of corn, which is like 2.5 acres worth of planting, we're paying $342 because I just got the bill. And that's a heck of a lot more than I was paying in 1978 for hybrid seeds.
That's one place where Hurst and the report agree. Production costs will be the most expensive piece for farmers in the future. Pricey seeds, drainage systems for the wet springs, and irrigation for the dry summers. The study's author, Jim Angel, says he's talked to farmers for years, and there's a disconnect on the issue.
What's interesting to me is that some people, the idea of climate change is off-putting, but then they will turn around and talk about weather trends or how weather patterns have changed on their farm.
What farmers fear most, Angel says, is what the solutions might be, say more regulations or more taxes. But no matter their political stripe, farmers like Don Teske just want to keep the farm in the family.
If we continue to have droughts like that, or if that arid zone keeps working its way east, my grandchildren may not have the same opportunity on this land that I've had.
He calls it the obligation to your ancestors. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.